Hey there, Audio Boo. Welcome back. Adam Daniel Lizet here. Thanks again for listening. Yeah. All right, so, you know, I got a problem with this expression that people use that goes along the lines of up there in Canada. I don't know why I don't like it so much. I actually heard it recently. The memory jog was on an NPR podcast on Planet Money, and David Kestenbaum was really, otherwise, other than that statement, is a really damn good, fine show host. But I find that, especially New Yorkers, you know, people from big cities, they're just really flippant about Canada. And not in an insulting way, per se. It's just like we're an entity that, like, occupies a massive amount of land space, but we're just like, yeah, you know, like, those Canadians, you know, they're, like, really, whatever, you know? Like, the world pays so much attention to small populations of people, the Irish. I mean, I'm not talking about the global Irish. I'm talking about, like, the Irish in Ireland, you know, or the Kiwis, you know, or any small nation, for example, like the Serbs, or, you know, of course, those are all European countries, but, like, the Cambodians. Like, everybody gives, like, proper shrift to these various countries, but Americans have this tendency to just, like, kind of just, like, dismiss us like boogers, you know, or they kind of like to, like, flick us off like dust mites or, you know, lint balls or something, you know, just like up there or in Canada, and it's just used as like a general pointer. It's like, look up, there's Canada. Canada is a country that has 10 provinces and 3 territories. And a lot of the provinces are way different one from the other. Take my city, for example. We are the biggest city in Canada. We are the financial hub of Canada. This is where everything that goes on in Canada that is of any, like, global significance happens either first or very shortly thereafter. This is the city that has a lot of the things that draw other people from other parts of the world to the country. We are not the same as people on the other side of the country. We're not the same as the people on the right side of the country. Or on the left side, I'm talking about Vancouver or Atlantic Canada. We're completely different behaving. In fact, we're a draw for a lot of the other people from Canada. So this city is not actually Canada. It's Toronto. And it has a name and it has an identity. In fact, you could even kind of like refute what I just said and say, dude, your city is actually Canada, because all of Canada comes there. I just don't like it. Yeah, geographically speaking, we're north of the 42nd parallel. Duh. Well, of course, if you're from Ontario, where, of course, the 49th parallel bends south at Lake of the Woods. You wouldn't know that, because you don't know those things. And yeah, of course, if you're kind of like living 2 states south of the U.S.-Canadian border, of course we're up there. But most people, again, don't know that most Canadians live in a 90-mile band from the U.S.-Canadian border north. That's it. We don't live even further than that. So technically speaking, we're the same people. So we subscribe to different laws and different histories and different stories. You know, Canada is not the same Canada that when that up there in Canada was like popularized by Hollywood, whatever, you know, studio pics from the studio era, when that kind of expression became in vogue. It's not the same Canada anymore. It's tremendously diverse. It's tremendously diverse. And it doesn't really deserve that kind of flippant type of approach. Now, Americans don't even realize that they're actually doing this when they say stuff like that. Like, for them, it's like, yeah, what's the big fucking deal? Like, calm down, dude. Like, don't get all bent out of shape. Like, or like some of my colleagues and friends and frenemies like to say, you know, things like, you know, if we really wanted to, like, kick the piss out of you, we could do it. Like, if we really wanted to kick your ass, we could do it. And if we really wanted to, like, make fun of you, we would do it. We don't have to say up there. Okay, I get it. I mean, you probably could if you had to really think hard, knowing, you know, that your nation ranks, you know, 150th of the globe's 280 nations in maths, probably somewhere around 180 in science. Number one in self-confidence, though. Absolutely number one in spherical sacks of ball jiggling swing. You guys have that definitely will give you that moniker. As I mean, it's easier today than it ever was ever in the history of mankind to make fun of the United States. I mean, even so, today, you know, with a president who's not even a real American, I mean, that has to be putting so much pressure on the old knock the Canadians joke. I mean, it's not, and it's also no coincidence that some of America's funniest people, some of America's finest comedians originate in this country. And some of the finest people that host some of the best American talk shows and late night talk shows actually originate in lands not even the United States. How about them apples? I don't like up there in Canada. Specify what you're talking about, by the way, because we're all different. And up there in Canada kind of means, like, you don't really give a shit about us. And up there in Canada means, like, you're not really grateful that we keep your northern border quiet. And up there in Canada kind of doesn't really acknowledge the fact that we have some of the best-looking people on the fucking planet. You know, and up there in Canada is really lack of gratitude. It's kind of good old, you know, apple pie, just hubris on a frickin' hot dog bun with ketchup, yo. That's what that is. So it's time to change the tune. And, like, you know, up there means, like, really far away. Up there. Wow. Holy crap. That's far, Goober. It's, like, really far. It's not really far. It's actually really close, you know. You can get to most destinations in Canada from most U.S. big cities faster and closer than you can get to most U.S. cities by plane and other modes of transport. You can be point-to-point from a big U.S. city to a big Canadian city in much less time than it would take you to get from a big U.S. city to an inland U.S. city. Okay? So if you can play that back so you can understand what I mean by that. So up there in Canada, I don't know about that anymore, Goober. We're going to have to change the tune on that one. That's really insulting, you know? Sucker and succotash. Ooh, yeah! So to all you people down there that just can't speak properly and that don't understand the distinct characteristics that make this nation one of the great nations on the planet and the envy of a lot of other nations in the world, except yours for some reason, I wish for you many, many, many good things from, yeah, up there, up yours.